This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's go. Just a jerk. 103.7
KISS FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she wanted to be anonymous for obvious reasons, DZ.
Okay.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for reading her ex-husband's emails.
Huh?
She'll explain in her. You can always send us emails. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com?
Wait. Huh?
Am I the jerk for reading my ex-husband's emails? I read this one. I went, ooh.
Oh, girl, we're going to talk about you.
All right.
What's her name?
So, she wanted to be anonymous, so we'll name her Creepin'.
Creepin' Karen.
Creepin' Karen. Creepin' Karen.
It just
Creepin' Karen.
It rhymes. Oh, look. We be on some people's necks, and they're like, bro, we just asked for a name. We ain't asked y'all to, like, destroy us like that.
All right, so here's what she said. She said, Allie and DZ, wondering if I'm the jerk for reading my ex-husband's emails. I know that sounds bad, but there's more to the story, and I stumbled on them by accident. Okay. She said, my 12-year-old has a phone and asked if he could download Google Slides to make a slideshow about Minecraft. Well, he needed a Gmail address to have Google Slides on his phone, so I made him a Gmail, and then I downloaded the Gmail app to confirm his email.
Okay, I'm following.
When I opened up the Gmail app, I noticed that he was already logged in as my ex-husband.
Wait.
I asked my son.
On his phone?
Yeah. I asked my son why, and he said because he's logged into his Steam game account through his dad.
Oh, no, that actually makes sense.
Does it?
No, that actually makes sense.
So, like, you log into the Gmail?
Well, and if the kid didn't have. Okay, no, I'm following.
The Gmail app.
Right,
and so
right.
Once she downloaded the Gmail app, now the ex-husband's emails came through on the app.
And it's an ex-husband, so I'm following.
Following now, that's why they weren't coming through before.
Yep.
She said, I didn't.
And apps connect. Just like side note, like when you put stuff together, like my personal email, my work email.
Yes.
What, like the spam email, they all connect once you put them together unless you specifically hit disconnect. So it all is one inbox, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all one inbox.
Well, then Karen says,
snap.
I didn't think much of it, but then I realized I could see every single email in my ex-husband's account.
Because the emails are connected.
I could see what he was up to. I could see he was doing things he shouldn't be.
Ooh.
So I started reading a lot more than I should have. And then I started to feel bad.
Uh-oh.
So I decided to log out and put the phone down. but not after I went through a lot of the emails.
Yo.
I know I probably shouldn't have done that, but I couldn't help myself. Am I the jerk for reading my ex-husband's emails? Okay, so listen. I mean, you're handed your ex's email account on a golden platter, everybody. Are you telling me you're not going through that thing?
This is like the dilemma of like being handed somebody's diary.
Kind
of. Right? Like you're reading your best friend's diary, but it's not your best friend, it's your ex-husband and it's their email.
Right.
Like, dang, Karen.
And you have kids together, supposedly. Well, at least one they
have. At least one, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo.
So she wants to know if she's the jerk for reading her ex's emails, because she did stumble upon them. It makes sense how she accidentally stumbled
fair,
on them.
Fair. She wasn't looking.
No, she was setting up Google Slides or whatever and had to download the Gmail app. I do get that
part. It's not like she went to his mailbox and took the mail and ripped out his envelopes. Well, you know what I mean?
Like, probably has no idea she has. Now, can you imagine? He doesn't even know somebody.
Or he does.
Because another phone has logged.
Right.
Well, they were already logged in, it sounds like, through the Steam account.
Then it wouldn't. Ooh, you're right. Because it wouldn't give an alert.
It probably didn't give him a notification.
It's the kid. It was already logged in. The only new device or the only new login is the kids. Yeah, for the app.
But the Gmail app wasn't on the phone. That's why the email started coming through.
Bro, I'm piecing all this together like a spider web. Well, and I'm going.
It's confusing until it makes sense, right?
And you got to know some of these, like how some of these emails and accounts are connected to be like,
So the kid's using a gaming account on his phone.
But it's all connected with emails.
Through his dad's Gmail. So when the mom gives her son a Gmail and gets the app, she realizes she also has access to both, to her son and her ex-husband's emails, because they're logged in.
Yeah. See, my question is, what were you opening up the emails for, though?
Well,
my only thought is,
she obviously shouldn't have done it, but I would have done it. Are you kidding me?
You take the opportunity? If you find somebody's diary, you kind of flipping through it?
I wouldn't be able to help myself. Like, I would be lying.
Just look a little bit. Just a little peek. Little baby peek.
It doesn't mean I wouldn't have a guilty conscience about it. Doesn't mean I wouldn't know that I shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But if you handed me, like, my ex's emails on a platter and they were never going to know, I'd be a liar to say I wouldn't look
at
them.
Wouldn't be interested, at least.
I'm not saying I'd go through every single email, but are you kidding me?
I might scan to see what stands out. Listen.
Are you kidding me?
You know why
I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't look.
I've decided. I'm going to say not the jerk.
Not the jerk? Karen's not the jerk?
Creeping Karen's not the jerk. For real, though. Just because the way I'm framing it is, she never set out to, like, spy on this man. Mm-hmm. It's one thing if she had put spyware, malware on this man's device and was monitoring the emails. Like, that's weird and that's illegal. The kid's phone being connected to the email was of zero consequence. You just so happen to pop up the emails, Karen, and see something you shouldn't have been seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get involved, though? Because then I wonder. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going not the jerk because it's not like she ever set out to look through them. Even though she did look through them, she was never on a mission. It just so happened to be there.
And she didn't do anything with them. It's not like, you know what I'm saying?
She said she ain't do nothing with them?
She didn't say anything. She just said she...
Because you know some people are quick with the screenshots going, evidence.
She said, I know I probably shouldn't have, but I couldn't help myself. I logged out and put the phone down.
What if you logged out?
So it was like, listen to this. People said, these are the texts. She's a jerk, but I would have done it too. You guys!
Hey, no, my question is, though, that phone's going to end up being logged back in because you're probably disconnecting his app. Think about it. The little goofy gaming app that they be using, you just you logged him out, Karen. He's going to end up back on that email app.
Somebody said, jerk, it's an invasion of privacy. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it too, but it's still wrong. You guys,
is it illegal to go through somebody's emails?
I don't actually know.
It's illegal to go through somebody's mail. It's a federal crime to open somebody else's mail. Mm-hmm. Is the same protection set in boundaries for emails?
I don't know.
It's an email, electronic correspondence.
Honestly, I have no idea.
It might be illegal.
Nicole said, I'm going through it. I don't think no one wouldn't. Curiosity got the cat, not a jerk.
Meow.
So Nicole's saying, who wouldn't go through their ex's emails if they were handed to him on a platter like that?
I don't think I would. And it's not me, like, big capping. But it's an accident. If I'm scrolling through and I'm going like, oh, look, oh, the email's up. Oh, got the email of my kid. And I'm going, oh, what's going on? I'm like, what are all the, what is going on? Right? Like,
ooh, Christine from Kenosha said she's the jerk. Understandable how she had access to it. Doesn't mean she should be reading them. Y'all are.
I hear you. No, I hear you.
No, I'm not saying it's not a jerky move to go through them. I'm just saying.
But be honest and say if you'd also do it too.
Especially when it wasn't intentional. It's one thing if you're stalking them and you're trying to get into their email. Yep. Then you're creepy and you're totally a jerk and it's not even a question, which people do all the time. This is a literal, I stumbled upon, I didn't realize my son was logged into my ex's email and I downloaded the account and here I am.
And here I am.
I'm trying to give my kid a Gmail and I ended up on my ex's email.
Scoping through his emails and uh-oh. See, my thing is, once you realized, you know, Karen definitely was like, all right, cool, I got to get up out of here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes her not the jerk. It's one thing if she would have stayed on it. Mm-hmm. It's one thing if she would have stayed on it.
But the fact that she logged out, you know what? I agree. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk, bro. Not the jerk. She's good.
All these personal people saying, opinion. I would do it, but she's a jerk. Well, then you can't say that.
No, you technically can. Just because you a jerk with him doesn't make him not the jerk. They're just saying I'm also a jerk. They're self-admittedly jerks, saying jerky, but also I'd be them.
All right, 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and texts next. Creepin' Karen wants to know, am I the jerk for reading through my ex-husband's emails that I stumbled upon on accident?
Big yikes.
We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Creepin' Karen downloaded, it sounds like she got her son a Gmail account to make a Google slideshow, and then she realized she was logged in to her ex-husband's account on her kid's phone.
Because kid needed of his it for something account. For school, right? Whatever.
So she went through the emails and then realized, oh no, I shouldn't be doing this.
This is my ex-husband's emails.
Logged, saw he was doing things he shouldn't be doing, and then logged out and put the phone down. Is she the jerk for reading through her ex-husband's emails?
I mean, well, I actually justified it mentally. And I'm saying not, because once you stop that endeavor, it's one thing if you keep combing through it, you screenshotting, you sitting there looking for, you know, evidence on something, then we starting to teeter. But if you just up and log out, you hit it real quick, I think you good.
She wasn't stalking trying to get in there. She stumbled on him by accident.
It's not like she was Indiana Jones trying to crack the code and get up in the safe. Like exactly. It was logged in. She made no effort to fraudulently log into this man's account.
Fraudulently.
Well, I mean, that's what it would be if you log into somebody's account unwillingly or unpermittedly.
Then it's creepy and you're a stalker.
Okay. That's not what happened.
Yes.
The kid was already logged in.
She didn't know. All right, let's go to Adrian in Milwaukee and see which way he's going to go. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. What about, big dog? What up?
I'm going to have to ride with the jerk. I mean, she, at first I was going to say not, but when she said she continued to go in and look and she kept looking, now you're guilty.
You're doing too much.
Oh, she kept looking. Exactly. That's what makes her the jerk.
Exactly. Didn't Karen say she stopped looking and logged out?
But after she looked, because she saw he was doing things he shouldn't be doing, and then she went, but she did go through a few and then logged out. You know what I'm saying?
She got to be the jerk.
I hear what you're saying, Adrian.
It's one thing on an accident, like, damn.
But now, that's not what happened.
When you keep going through, and Lord knows how long she was, you know, scrolling in and tapping.
True.
So he's going jerk. You said you're the jerk?
Curiosity got the cat. That's what would have happened to me. I would have been like, what did I just stumbled upon? Oh, my God.
Said curiosity scrolled the cat? What?
Exactly. But on a serious note, if you can, put me on hold. I want to talk to DZ, though.
Oh, fair enough. We got you. Hold on, Adrian, for sure.
Yeah, hold on.
All right, so he said jerk. Now let's go to Val in Milwaukee up next. We're talking about, is Creepin' Karen the jerk for reading her ex-husband's emails? Val, turn your radio down, please.
Okay, it's down.
Awesome.
Bad.
All right, is Karen the jerk for reading the emails?
I'm going to say no, and I guess you can call me a little biased, but the same thing kind of happened to me. I had an ex, and we actually, you know, we drifted apart, And one time I found my old iPad that he had logged into Facebook on, and I when I went on it, it was his messages were popping up because it was already logged on.
Oh, snap!
Yep.
And
there
I actually saw that he, at the time that we were together, he was cheating on me. And we were friends after the breakup, so I, like, completely cut him off. I was like, yeah,
If
you could put in my face like that and not even admit to what you did, I don't want to be your friend anymore. So.
Oh, so wait a second. So you broke up, you were still friends, and then you found out he had been cheating on you during the relationship.
Old iPad.
Oh, yes. And then she said, I don't want to be friends with this guy.
I don't even want to be cool with you, bro.
He can't be honest with me. Oh, good for you.
I was like, no,
good for you.
We can't be friends. Bye.
Yep. Bye, 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 bye.
Honestly, not a jerk. Now, if she continued to go through it, like, yeah, maybe that is, like, pretty invasive, especially if you're not together, but...
Right.
For the one time, and then she felt guilty.
For the one time.
The reason I said not the jerk is because she accidentally stumbled upon him, you know?
Right,
Obviously, it'd be a jerk if she was trying to get into the email or knew she had access. She didn't realize she had access, saw stuff she shouldn't see, and then logged out, you know? So I get both sides of that. She kept reading, though.
See, and now let me just drop this on you since we now split, right? Mm-hmm. It does say that it is illegal to access someone's email without their permission. It's a violation of privacy, and you can be charged with a federal crime, Karen. But the caveat here, y'all, the caveat, this isn't like Karen was just logging in. It was already consented on the device.
Right.
So I think there could be some absolution of fault here.
You should have been a lawyer.
You know,
honestly,
who says I'm not, and who says I wasn't in the past life, and who says I'm not going to quit tomorrow and become one? That felt good.
I love it.
I felt like a lawyer.
The consent's already there.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
All right, so Val says not the jerk. Split down the middle. All right, thank you, Val.
Thank you. Bye.
See, and DZ, I know how many people have gone through this where you've caught someone cheating because your iPad's connected. Like, I hear these
stories through messages
all the time from people. I caught him cheating, or I caught her cheating because the iPad was connected to our phones, and blah, blah, blah. I get that. But this was not that.
That's not
this
that.
She literally had no idea.
Right.
Her son was logged into her ex's email, and it just happened when she was trying to help her son with something.
And it probably happened naturally to the degree of you're like, oh, nah, what is this? What's this account?
Oh.
And then you start going through and going, hey, yo. Whippa!
Yeah, you're like, whoa, good thing we're divorced.
Swear.
All right, Lance is in Oconomowoc this morning. Hi, Lance. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You have quite the accent, Lance. Where are you from?
I'm actually from Southwest Georgia.
Oh, that makes sense,
we can
sir.
Tell.
Appreciate your call.
I like it. I don't know
why I automatically assimilate a country accent when I hear one. Maybe because I love it. Nah, Lance, talk to us.
Yeah, which way
Lance
you going
with the
on
lasso.
This?
Yeehaw. Yes, sir.
Is she a jerk, Lance?
She is a jerk.
Ooh.
Go on.
Okay. First of all, it's an invasion of privacy, right?
Yeah. As we found out, it is illegal.
Well, put it this way. Maybe she's missing a little part of her ex-husband, maybe. Maybe they used to send messages, and she wanted to make him catch something what he was doing.
Oh, you think she's missing him and she's
checking up on him. We don't know how long they've been divorced.
We sure don't.
If they're both single, they could be going, ooh, baby, what you doing? And she go, ooh, I want to get back with you. Mm-hmm. And then she saw something and went like, ooh, never mind.
And we don't even know what she read that she wasn't supposed to see.
Right.
She didn't even say what that is.
We don't know.
It could be anything.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Always curiosity is going to kill the cat, but maybe there's too many roosters in the hen house.
Hey, my man, why does that sound so good coming off the tongue with your accent, sir?
That's
perfect. Yes.
Lance, please call back.
Please.
Just for the accent alone.
Hey,
you're fun. Yes.
Just FYI, everybody be jerking every once in a while.
True.
Fair.
Hey, true.
You're
a man
right.
of wisdom. Everybody be jerking every once in a while.
Might need to add that to the intro.
Pause. Lance, you fool. Much love, man. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, Lance.
Thank you very much. Y'all are cool and y'all are funny. Keep it going.
Thank you. Same, man. Call back. So call back, man. Appreciate it. That was good.
Lance is a
good
dude. We're only funny like 4.5 days a week, though.
No, he said we're good and we're funny.
Oh, nice.
So
thank
four
you,
and a half,
Lance.
We're funny, and then the other part, we're good.
Well,
I'll take it.
And by the way, that makes it a jerk because Adrian and Lance both said jerk.
Oh, snap.
And Val said not the jerk. That's jerk.
That's jerk.
That's jerk.
Hey, Creeping Karen's a jerk.
She's a jerk.
Even though we said not.
Not the jerk.
We tried to help.
We did. You know what? And I would have read him. I mean, no, I wouldn't have. It's illegal, right?
Yeah, no. None of us would have openly admitted to reading somebody else's emails without permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Because that is illegal in the federal crime, y'all.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.